Turn to your songbook, section on the creeds and confessions. I think it's around page 3 or so. You'll find the Athanasian Creed. Last time I read it, and I was hoping just to give you a little bit of familiarity with it, I'd like us to recite it together. Even though this is one of the longer ones, it does have a good cadence to it, and I think it makes for a good unison of voices. So let's stand together and confess what we believe. Christians, what is it you believe? Whosoever will be saved, before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith. Which faith, except everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt, he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, without counting the persons, nor dividing the substance. Of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Spirit incomprehensible. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. As also there are not three uncreated, nor three incomprehensible, but one uncreated and one incomprehensible. So likewise, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Spirit almighty. And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet they are not three gods, but one God. So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Spirit Lord. And yet they are not three lords, but one Lord. For likewise, we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord. So are we forbidden by the Catholic religion to say, there are three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity, none is afore or after another. None is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal. So that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. He therefore that will be saved must think of the Trinity. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe rightly in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man, God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the divine as touching his mother, who, although he is God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. One not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of that manhood into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of the person. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, he ascended into heaven, he sits on the right hand of the Father God Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give account of their own works. And they that have done good shall go into everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully, he cannot be saved. Please be seated. Last time we started looking at this creed, we looked at that opening and closing section that is sometimes referred to as the damnatory clauses. As we as Christians believe, these are the essential tenets of our faith, accurately representing the God of the Bible. This is the God who saves, and if you're not trusting in him, well, then you are eternally cursed. We want to go a little bit deeper here this week and talk about one of the major portions of the creed, that being the section having to do on the Trinity. The first half of this deals explicitly with the Trinity, and I might say it's the first creed to deal with it in such a way that is so in-depth and focused on the nature of the Trinity. I like how in the opening lines it says, the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity. Of course, the Trinity is one of the highest mysteries that anyone can fathom, one of the most essential tenets of our faith, you might say the most foundational of our belief. But we understand that when we talk about the Trinity, it is a mystery. It is one of those things that the Bible puts forth, and you cannot deny it because it is put forth so explicitly. Think about the passages in the book of Isaiah, chapters 42 to 45. It says that there is no other God. There is none other. It's affirming one God. And that when you look at other places in the Scripture, you see that this God has plurality to him. We baptize into the name singular of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Plural. There's many other Scriptures we could look at to think about the Trinity. But again, this is one of those doctrines that just represents how incomprehensible our God is, how much above us he really is, that our finite minds and our puniness as a person cannot grasp the totality of his creature, of his being. Excuse me, it's not a creature. It just is one of those ways of affirming what the psalmist says when it says that his greatness is unsearchable and we can't really understand the depths of his wonderful majesty. We worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity. So an illustration of that, this past week I was talking with my neighbor and he found out that I was a church leader, and so he wanted to talk some spiritual things with us, and he began to say that, you know, all religions are basically the same. If you read the Quran, if you look at the Bible, you basically see that they show the same things. And I immediately started talking about the Trinity. So, yeah, sure, the Quran, it talks about there's a monotheistic religion, that Allah is one, but if you look at the Christian faith, it says that there's one God, but he exists in a plurality of persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. After I said that, he just kind of looked at me dumbfounded. One of those awkward moments where your neighbor is completely speechless and thinks that you deserve to be in a loony bin. he broke the silence by saying, I wish I could have a drag on whatever you're smoking. But that really characterizes how radically different our faith is from any other religion in the world. We worship a God that is one and yet three. He is so grand that he's above reason. He transcends even that which he created. My neighbor probably thinks I belong in a mental institution, but you can't get away from it. Our most fundamental bedrock belief in the nature of God sets us apart. And the Athanasian Creed, again, it explains this and affirms it most explicitly in these words. You'll notice that it does so in as it talks about the attributes of God. It goes through each of the attributes, just a wonderful contemplation of the divineness of God and how he exists as a person. But it recognizes the Trinity in each one. It talks about his eternality, his incomprehensibility, his sovereignty as Lord. Each one of these is affirmed in each person. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Spirit. But they're not three eternals, they're one eternal. It's recognizing that these three aspects of the divine being are yet still one. And of course, this is what we are to confess, because this is the God who is revealed in Scripture. I love how it says there, this is the God that we worship. Because his greatness is unsearchable. Let us with hearts, with joy, begin to continue to worship him today and not be ones who are cut off eternally.